Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, Texans Ticket Tuesday it is. I don't know why I said it like Yoda. That was weird. Here on Sports Radio 610, we'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour.
Tickets we give.
Yes. Now I'm going to see, now in my brain I'm like, do I want to commit to doing that for
the whole segment like Yoda?
No, not the whole segment. Absolutely not. I would actually require you to turn off the radio if I did some nonsense like that.
Hog in line with it, did it?
I know he would.
Yes, he would.
I know, and he's a much better he's a much better person than I am, I think I'm willing to say. But every time I talk about the tickets, I feel like I'm going to see if I can do it like Yoda. Mm-hmm. But we will be giving those away in the 12 o'clock hour. And then also, in the 1 o'clock hour today, if you like some Houston Cougars basketball, if you like best basketball in the nation, you should be listening to the 1 o'clock hour because we're giving away a pair of tickets to see them face off. Is it Florida State?
Yep.
That's always an athletic basketball team as well. They'll be playing at Toyota Center. So those tickets will be given away as well today. So keep it locked here on Sports Radio 610. A fair text that came in that I somehow missed on the text line, again, 713-572-4610, when it comes to Andy Reid and tickling tonsils, which he wants to do starting with the Texans this weekend. Dusty Rhodes in the 80s apparently did a famous promo where he said that he was going to tickle the tonsils of the Four Horsemen, saying that he would rip someone's head off and then tickle their tonsils. And that very much feels like that would track.
I could see that.
In Andy Reid.
Yeah. Is he a wrestling guy?
I don't know inherently, but also I'm going to stereotype again. He looked like he might have been.
He looks like a wrestling guy.
He looked like he might have been. And I honestly don't say that in judgment. Yeah. I just feel
he probably
like,
still watch it.
I feel like at some point in his life, he watched him some wrestling.
He probably has.
All right, but let's continue on here in the loop, and let's talk about C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud jumped on the Pat McAfee show where Pat was very, I think just generally as an interviewer, he takes the direction of let's be buddy-buddy, let's be pal-pal, mm-hmm. let's see if we can make this go. But he was very complimentary of C.J., and I thought that the conversation was really good. He was asked, C.J. was, by Pat, about, and this is cut one, about missing the 3 weeks of concussion and what went into the return.
Was there planning for when you would come back? When was that kind of all being talked about? And did you just say immediately, you know what, I'll come back to Indianapolis and ruin their lives? Was that a part of it?
It was really just a health precaution. You know, it's your brain. So, I mean, I'm not going to play around with that and take every precaution and just listen to the doctors and, you know, our officials here to, you know, get the right, you know, feedback. But it's something that you really can't, like, have a timetable for. Like, if you hurt your wrist or, like, your ankle or something, God forbid, you know, that's a timetable you can, like, timestamp that. But something with your brain, you know, you got to, like, really just take precaution and making sure that you're, like, fully healthy before you go out there. So, you know, I thought our team did a great job with that. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be back and be healthy.
Okay, we're grateful that you're back too. You're a special talent, dude.
And it tracks with what D'Amico said the whole time too. So it clearly was something, you know, for a number of reasons, not just he needs to be healthy. It's, as you just heard, your brain, and you can't mess around with that. But you have to be extra precautionary with a franchise quarterback. And from his perspective, he needs to be extra, precautionary because he's got money on the line, you know?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely all tracks, but That was the tone and tenor of the way that this thing started. But as it was going, CJ was asked by Pat, or actually he was asked, I can't remember by who, about the relationship with Davis Mills. Because obviously in that time, Davis Mills came in and you know was able to keep the shit rocking. They won three games and established the start of this four-game win streak, right? So what's your relationship like with backup quarterback Davis Mills?
That's my brother, bro. Like, he's been a really, you know, great leader for me coming into the league. I thought, you know, coming in, you know, fighting for the same position, you know, he always showed me love still, and I try to do the same, and he's made me better. I feel like I made him better. And, you know, we have our QB dinners that we do, you know, and we had a lot. His wife, you know, is a really good friend of mine as well. And his family, you know, I meet them, you know, every time they come to the games and stuff. So, you know, that's my brother, man. I always support him, always, you know, root him on. And I just think it's funny that people ask these questions now just, you know, because he's, you know, had, you know, some really good games. And, you know, it's something that, like, I root that on. I think he's a starter in the NFL, you know, and I think, you know, he's proven that, you know, in these couple games that he's played. So I just think it's funny how people, you know, can try to switch the narrative to make it seem like I'm like some guy that's like, oh, no, like, you know, like.
I saw a photo of you in the locker room. They saw a photo of you in the locker room. Everybody was happy but you. Okay, everybody was happy.
Not
but
true.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've seen it with my own eyes.
I'm prime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was my favorite part because, you know, CJ had seen it, you know, because it made all the rounds. And I thought McAfee handled that the best way, you know, sort of kidding but not kidding. And I thought they all handled that correctly. And the other thing that I think it's important, you know, a lot of people don't realize, because everybody's competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Davis Mills wants to be a starter. But I always have sort of wondered the same thing, you know, like, oh, they hate each other. No, they're competing, but they both know their role. I thought it's very rare where you can see two quarterbacks and they clearly, you know, are fighting, you know, and maybe are holding some sort of grudge or competitive.
Or somebody's wife commenting on somebody's Instagram in the Instagram comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that remembering that these dudes will go out to dinner and that their families will, you know, obviously intermingle in various different ways, I thought that was a cool reminder. I also very much appreciated that, well, one, you mentioned Davis, like the Davis always very much kept it clear what the relationship was and what the hierarchy was. CJ offered without any level of push or anything. I believe him to be a starter in this league, mm-hmm. which brought me back to, I think, a conversation that we had off air. I don't think I brought it to air. Is it possible that, like, Davis Mills could be the reverse Matt Schaub?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really do believe, you know, he signed a one-year deal. He clearly wants to be a starter. He's clearly, you know, elevated his status as a potential starter. I fully expect, unless, you know, they decide to pay him too, you know, something significant here, that he should be. There's a lot of teams that could use him.
Yeah, and I was like, that's one of the things that I find to be interesting with him, and I believe that he's under contract for next year as well, right? So he has that. But is now the time, especially after this stretch, mm-hmm. to utilize Davis Mills and get something for him? Or does this feel like, especially because of the way that this went, that you got to make sure you hold on to him? Because that comment about him being a starter, it feels like he very well could fall into one of the most favorable times for quarterbacks of that stature of, like, oh, he could be a stopgap. It feels like there's never been a better time in the National Football League to be that caliber of quarterback, because I think teams are more open to the idea of, let's give you some run and see what you can do, and mm-hmm. could you maybe hold it down, as much as we might not call you a franchise quarterback, quote-unquote, but if you hold it down for 3-4 seasons, what's the real difference there?
I think the Texans want Davis Mills to just keep doing what he's doing. We said this, we talked about this before the season. You know, all you want from Davis Mills is to be able to win 2 or 3 games. As it happened, he won 3 games. The Texans, they're in the playoff hunt. They're in the you know, maybe a Super Bowl contender, depending on how their defense continues because Davis Mills won those three games. So they want him. But at some point, Davis Mills and Davis Mills' agent is going to say, hey, you know, you got it. You got to do me a solid.
And
here,
they
man.
Know they know yeah. they can't keep him forever.
Yeah, you got to do me a solid.
And I don't think they need to keep him forever. I think that's part of why you go in like draft a Graham Mertz. Not saying that Graham Mertz is absolutely that, but just you start putting some feelers in the water of, all right, draft a guy, see if you find somebody that could be a backup or even something even more special at some point. The reason why I bring this up, because again, they have him under contract next year. I think that they're happy to pay him the $7+ million that he will get paid. I don't think anybody's going to be upset about that. I think we all are very comfortable with the idea of Davis Mills stepping in, particularly in this system. The question I have is, this has also been a organization that has gotten to a place where if they feel like they're doing right by a guy, they're willing to do that.
Yes.
And that is starting to look like it might be some of a doing right by the guy to let him go somewhere. But also it's the most important position.
I think it, you know, they kind of, I mean, it sounds silly, you know, given that this is a big business, but they kind of owe it to him. And I think the agent or Davis Mills himself is going to maybe request that at the end of the year, and they probably should do it.
Yeah.
And you'll get better value than you possibly ever could have for Davis Mills.
Yeah, it's a couple teams I could probably name right now that I'm like, man, Davis Mills could probably start over there.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. It's a lot of questions going in.
That's why I said the reverse Schaub, because I think the Falcons are a place, although they have a number of quarterbacks, I just don't know how many of those are particularly good.
Mm-hmm.
The New Orleans Saints looking around, and I'm like, that doesn't look like you got that figured out.
Yeah.
And that's
the
just
Vikings.
The Vikings, especially with the timeline that they've been on and their willingness to go and get a dude who just ends up being a stopgap for a period. Yeah, I don't know. And again, I don't know that this is like a much important thing. I think that this is more a thought experiment than anything else, because I don't think they're going to do anything. But it was interesting because of the way that CJ brought that up. Finally, I wanted to bring the rookies to the fore, because that was one of the things that CJ was asked about on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Asked about the rookies, Woody Marks, Higgins coming along as late for this Houston offense.
Yeah, I always remember my rookie year and like being thrown in the fire and kind of just thinking of like time on task. You know, it's like some things, you know, are better when you just get thrown in the fire. You have to figure it out. And I thought, you know, they've figured it out pretty early. So, you know, Woody has been an anchor, you know, in our running game. And, you know, has created a lot of, you know, big time running plays for us. And then on top of that, you know, Higgs is out there, you know, and he has a lot on his plate blocking and, you know, running routes. And I thought he's done a great job of that and, you know, clean body language. And, you know, it hasn't been overnight. A lot of conversation that I have with those guys just, you know, being that I was just a rookie, you know, 2 years ago, you know, it just shows that, you know, like I understand, you know, what they're going through. And I think the main thing is like confidence, you know, with that being a rookie, you know, is you can keep your confidence, man. It's the same game we've been playing since we were 10, 11 years old. It's just, you know, at a different scale. So the confidence that you bring each and every day, you know, and the preparation, you know, that all, you know, adds up to, you know, how you play on Sundays.
Yeah, it really has been one of the better stories, you know, in Woody Marks to be able to we're seeing his development practically week to week. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, credit to D'Amico Ryans, you know, surrounding him with the right players. It's about the kind of player that you bring in. I think that's been a big impact on Woody Marks.
Also, this is just another breadcrumb of the leadership that C.J. Stroud has that I think sometimes can be either underappreciated or sometimes even attempted to be picked at.
Yeah.
Woody Marks talked about it after this game where, you know, late in that game, he was talking to his players, pulling CJ aside and asking, hey, if I manage to break this free, what should I do? And CJ giving him the advice on this. Like, this is also another time of him talking about giving these guys confidence, body language, which I found very interesting because that is something that we bring to CJ.
Yeah, about
times.
CJ,
I would also like to note, or ask the question, and I'll allow you to just tell me, Reggie, you doing too much or what have you. I know that he was asked about Woody Marks and Higgins. I find it interesting because there's one more rookie on that offense that we've all been looking at, in Jalen Knoll.
Yeah.
Is there any feeling as to like him being left out of this group in this?
No, I don't think that was the
intention.
Not the intent.
Yeah.
But I think what came to mind was Higgins and Marks for a reason. I think, you know, we mentioned it yesterday. I think Jalen Knoll, they might just be thinking this is his role.
Return man.
Sometimes, you know, play guy that is really just a return guy.
It feels odd, but as of right now, I'm happy to at least see Higgins getting more opportunity, and then obviously Woody Marks being very good about what's happening here. From the 832, CJ saying what a good friend Mrs. Mills is creeped me out more than Andy Reid. all right, I feel like you're doing too much in that moment. And then 3-4-5, 3-4-6 said, let's trade Davis Mills for a 3 and sign Jameis Winston. All right. Okay. Oh, wow.
Y'all just want some entertainment at this point.
Which, honestly, I kind of enjoy having a backup that is not entertainment.
I think this is truly one of those, who says no?
No, for real.
Who says no?
If you say so.
And he got to be at the podium every week.
Yes.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, did you feel an uptick in commercials on Red Zone? Because it happened. We'll talk about that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.